You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm going to make him a movie he can't review.
You're listening to B-Movies, only on 95BFM.
Oh, Amelia Discreet. Oh,
remember making those stings. Wow.
I know, it feels like 100 million years ago.
Yeah, I've become elderly.
We are talking about the New
That's
Zealand...
That's why I'm dressed like this.
Yeah,
it's a fantastic outfit.
You've got kind of like, I would say, Oscar the Grouch chic cardigan on today. Bright green, very fuzzy.
It's more of a soft jacket.
Yeah, soft jacket vibes. Very 80s, very cool. We're not here to talk about your excellent jacket, though. We're here to talk about the New Zealand International Film Festival.
Woo!
Yay!
Which is only open for a few more days because it's been a short run this year. So if you would like to go along to a couple of movies this weekend, we've got some maybe recommendations.
Oh, absolutely. See, go see Flux Gourmet.
Awesome. Flux Gourmet, Peter Strickland's new film. Tell us about it, Amelia.
Yes. So for people who don't know Peter Strickland, like just hearing the name, you might know Barbarian Sound Studio is probably his most well-known film that has Toby Jones goes and like is the Foley artist for a giallo movie and strange things happen. He also made a bit of a splash with his previous movie In Fabric, mm-hmm. that I know kind of like won over a lot of people who had no idea who he was. A very strange,
had a lot of like murderous mannequins.
Yes, yeah. it was kind of like a Freudian psychodrama in a very like 60s way. Like it felt kind of like Hitchcock giallo vibes.
It was great. I really enjoyed it, and it was my first introduction to Peter Strickland, which I've now gone back and watched other Strickland movies, but that was a cool intro, so I'm excited for this.
Yeah, well, he has a very kind of particular vision. So, like, he wasn't trained as a filmmaker. He basically fell into it after inheriting some money and was like,
wow.
I could either buy a house or make a film.
Like the true art school nerd he is.
Yeah, time to make a film. And so this movie, I think, is a very interesting follow-up to In Fabric. So if you have seen his other movies, this one feels like more of a straight comedy.
Oh, okay, true.
And it definitely is funny and has laughs throughout. And it feels like it's kind of drawing on like a very specific weird vein of British comedy.
Mm.
It feels like maybe it's related to like Blue Jam, Chris Morris type things.
You're speaking my language.
Maybe feels like it's drawing a little bit from like Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, Matthew Holness type things. Kind of like older, like surrealist, like 60s weirdness traditions.
Mm-hmm.
But because it is a Peter Strickland film, it filters all of that through this like very heavy like giallo influence. So that's like Italian films from like the 60s and 70s, they're a lot about crime and murder.
And they're kind of glamorous in a slightly seedy way.
They're very campy and weird,
yeah.
And they have like very long titles like My Heart is a Locked Room and Only You Have the Key and stuff like that. And like all of the lighting is very unnatural and it's, yeah. So
It's a great world to dive into.
Yeah, like if you've seen like maybe the original Suspiria, then you kind of know a little bit, any of Dario Argento's movies, then you kind of have an idea about what this will look like and
cool,
feel
okay.
like. But basically it is about a sonic catering band, Culinary Sonic Arts.
Culinary Sonic Arts. So
yes.
This is where the blenders come into it. There's blenders in the trailer.
Yes.
Yeah, so, frying pans.
So basically this film takes as a given that like sonic cuisine or like it's hard
sonic
to
cuisine
is a thing. And so there's like the Culinary Sound Institute.
Oh, okay.
Type thing. So these artists are part of this thing that is just normal and real and everyone does it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They have a residency. And so they make sound art with food.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm following.
And this is actually something Peter Strickland does in real life and has done since maybe 1997, as far as I can tell.
Oh my God.
What the heck?
Yeah, so...
somehow that makes a lot of sense, I have to say.
Strictly vegetarian.
Strictly vegetarian.
Yeah, making blenders, chopping up a carrot and putting it through maybe a flanger in a summer delay, while someone at the front kind of like hits themselves in the head with a microphone and covers themselves in like baby food.
Love that.
And so that is like the thing that is happening in the background of the whole movie is that there's this art residency for Sonic food. Art. And yeah, the other kind of main thread of the film is that they're being documented by this Greek writer who has intense gastrointestinal distress.
Oh, my dear.
Yeah, and so, I mean, honestly, the screening I was at, people walked out.
Whoa.
When he started, in a Greek voiceover, a subtitled Greek voiceover, started talking about his farts in a very kind of like deadpan serious way. Like, he's like, the pain continues. I spend so much of my day now hiding my flatulence that I am living half a life. And people were just like, no, and they left.
See, okay, I heard there were walkouts from this screening and I was like, ooh, what's it gonna be like? If that's what people are walking out on, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I think the movie is interesting because it blends a lot of ideas that are more kind of like art house or niche. Like there's this sound art stuff,
yep.
and the style is very what you might expect from like a surreal art movie at the film
okay.
festival, with like strange scatological humor.
Got you.
It's
okay.
a very specific proposition.
Sounds deeply BFM, I have to say.
It is very BFM, and I think anybody who has been in a band and anyone listening out there who has played a gig at Audio Foundation has to see this movie.
Oh my God.
Must see this movie. But it feels like there's a lot of pathos going through what it means to be a musician. And so these musicians at the Culinary Art Institute, Culinary Sound Art Institute, are having these like disagreements with the director of the institute who has brought them in for this residency, played by Gwendolyn Christie from Game of Thrones.
I was about to say, we do actually have to talk about the cast because it's quite a good cast.
It's a very good cast. Yeah, and also Asa Butterfield is in this from
Sex Education.
Yes, he's part of the band.
I love that.
The other cast might be familiar to people who are who have watched other Peter Strickland films. I believe Ariana Labed is in another one.
She might be in Fabric, I think, maybe.
I think possibly, and maybe in Barbarian Sound Studio even. I'm sorry.
We're more familiar with the Brits on that lineup.
Yes. Fatma Muhammad was in like all of his films, like Barbarian Sound Studio, The Duke of Burgundy, and Fabric. She's very good as well. She's also in the band. Yeah, and so it's this kind of like strange psychosexual like journey through like trying to make art.
You've sold it to me, I have to say.
And also having intense gastrointestinal distress.
I appreciate that. It sounds like...
Honestly, there were a lot... I think at the start, people were like, oh, that's a bit, like, gross out. And then by the end, people were like, ah, I've been there.
I think that people should go and see this. It sounds good. Sounds weird.
Yeah, I think it's not as much of a kind of like revelation as in Fabric. In Fabric is so like particular and affecting and weird. This is, I think, a bit more of like, as I say, it's a little bit more of a straightforward comedy. It's fun. It's funny. It's very odd. I think people will enjoy it, especially people who are interested in like weird music traditions and old like 70s movies.
It's got one more screening, I believe.
Yes.
This weekend at the Hollywood.
I think so, on Saturday at 6, I think.
That's the one. So head over to either the NZIFF website and book your tickets ASAP, or you can probably go via the Hollywood's website too, I would imagine. But this sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you for bringing us Flux Gourmet this morning, Amelia.
I really loved this film, and I don't think everybody will love it, but I think it people who that sounds like a good time will have a good time.
Excellent. I think we should play a bit of Bad Guts now by Deb 5000.
Yeah, perfect.
Thanks, Amelia.
Ah!
Make my film.
You're listening to B-Movies.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.